Hello there, folks. It's Jackie here, inviting you to join me this week on Woman to Woman. We have Catherine Carey from The Healing Room, and she'll be talking about love, disappointment, sin, and lots more. So join me, Jackie, for Woman to Woman this week. Talk about disappointment, Catherine. I mean, I'm sure, look, I've had a lot of disappointment in my life, like you and like many people listening today. And I often think of Paul, who had the thorn in his side. Mm-hmm. And he lived with that. He asked God to heal him, but yet, you know, the Lord said back to him, "My grace is sufficient." And sometimes we live in the pain of disappointment and get stuck there, you know. And what do you have to say about that? Do you feel God leaves us there for that time, for healing, for growth, for, you know, I often think it's like, I suppose, the analogy of the seed underneath the ground. It feels it's in the darkness and it cannot see the finished beauty of the flower that's going to appear in the spring, but it's underneath that ground of where it's in darkness and it's waiting, you know, to get its sustenance of water and light and eventually, and you know, we're sometimes stuck in that and we don't believe we will get well again or are out of this disappointment or out of this darkness, and we can be stuck. Do you think Christians can be stuck? I mean, I suppose in general everybody can.
Absolutely. And in many ways I think it can be more painful for a believer, because we trust in God and we pray to God, but when we don't see the answers, then I think there is a real sense of disappointment. And again, coming back to attitude and our posture, this is crucial. This is the key. As a believer, we take a posture of faith and we rest in the hope of God's goodness. And this is the most important key element. Okay, I haven't seen the fruit of my prayers. I am left with disappointment, but I still believe God is good. I still believe God can change this circumstance. And I'm resting in that hope, in the hope of God. So if you understand what I'm saying, that's the posture, that's the basic attitude we take.
Yes.
Once I start getting bogged down in, this is never going to change, I actually will get more and more discouraged. So it's choosing hope over doubt. And doubt is very natural. Anyone who has a faith will at some time or other doubt in some degree.
Yes.
But we choose hope over doubt. We speak life over difficult situations. We speak life over sickness. And this is creating an atmosphere for God to work in. Once we're saying, God, we know you can change the circumstance. God, we know you can heal here. We're leaving the space for God to come in and to move. So having this attitude is crucial. Trusting in the goodness of God, recognizing God's work in your life and in your circumstances. And another little point, and I know this for myself, if I see any positive movement in a difficult situation, I give thanks. Okay, Lord, this circumstance is not resolved, but actually, this is a positive move.
Yes.
And it's almost like for people, some people are living in incredibly painful, daily, grinding difficulties. I do not want to simplify or in any way underestimate the pain that people are living in. But to be able to recognize, well, actually, today is, it's not raining.
That's right.
You know, to find a positive in your day and believe, God, you can come in today, you can change. So it's resting in that goodness of God.
And I think of the verse, Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and supplication, bring your request to God. And with thanksgiving, I always forget that bit, with the thanks, that we leave it with him, and his outcome is what is his outcome. And the God of peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. So it's remaining in him, isn't it? In that
It's
remaining.
resting in that place. But again, coming back to gratitude and back to the story of the prodigal son, because we have the brother, and the brother was disappointed.
Because he was doing
And
everything at home, and your man
yes,
was running wild.
he was so disappointed, and he was hurt by the father. And you know, the father just gently said to him, "Everything I have is yours.
Wow.
You own everything." And we can get, and I'm speaking for myself here, I can sometimes feel, oh, I've been hurt, I've been
Yes.
disappointed. Look at what they're getting, it's been handed to them. I had to work
Nobody
very hard
cares
for it.
about
You
me.
know, I can go down that pity trail, and it's to pull myself up and, but actually, I've got an open heaven over me. I can access the God of grace, the God of love,
Wow.
every day of my life. So again, it's recognizing what we do have and being incredibly grateful for what we do have in our lives at the moment.
Wow, that attitude of gratitude is something to really, really ponder on, isn't it? And I think that's all part of our identity. I wanted to talk about identity. And Catherine, because you're in the prayer healing rooms and you have been for many years, I suppose people, even Christians, I suppose sometimes they don't think of who they are in Christ. You know, we're trying to do it. I'm speaking for myself here, so I'm pointing the finger at myself. Who am I? And why do I lash out, or why do I hold grudges, or why do I get jealous or proud or envious, or why do I, you know, all back to 1 Corinthians 13 again, you know, why do I hold these things against myself and others? What is my true identity? Talk to me about that.
Yes, and I mean, we all come from our backgrounds. We all come from our home. And the early years are crucial. I mean, I worked for many years in public health, and I mean, there's no way I could overemphasize the impact of the first 3 to 5 years of a child's life. So much about attachment, about learning who I am, what my identity is, that the world is a good place. If you're a child growing up in a loving home with responsive parents, you're going to believe the world is a good place, as opposed to somebody who grows up with neglect or loss. Their worldview is going to be different. And that does impact how we view God, because if you have loving parents, it's very easy to have a healthy relationship with a loving God who does put in boundaries, who does provide, as opposed to
That's
somebody who hasn't had that experience. Parenting might have been erratic, there might have been poverty in the home, terrible circumstances. So the view of God then is that, oh, God can be, you know, erratic, or God might be very authoritarian and harsh. And certainly that was in my childhood growing up, as I did in a strict home, in a strict school environment. The God that was portrayed to me was quite a harsh, authoritarian God.
Yes.
And it has taken many years of living in the love of God to heal. So we do need a level of healing to recognize who our true identity is.
Yes, because sorry, go on.
Yeah, and this is where the daily walk is so important. We really need regular fellowship. It's essential for believers. But I cannot overstress the importance of a rich inner life.
What does that mean to you?
Having a daily practice of sitting in silence,
In
experiencing
on
the
your
presence
own.
of God on your own, and meditating on scripture, seeing my life in scripture, being able to pray my life through reading the scripture, meditating on the scripture. And finding myself in this place where I am intimately connected to God. And so much healing will come from that.
That's a
I
hard
mean,
thing to do, Catherine, for a lot of people that are very, have hectic lives, very busy lives. I mean, when you touched on how important is the childhood attachment, you know, and I know the theorists like John Bowlby and different theorists talk about the importance of the mother being with the child, or a caregiver being with that child. and to be present with them. I mean, we're all on our phones, we're all busy, we're all rushing here, there, and everywhere, and the importance of that being
Yes,
in the
it is.
presence. And it is hard for a mother, even at home. I'm thinking of my own daughter-in-law who's rushing around trying to do her work, do her mind her baby, be a good wife. But when she's present with the child, she chooses to be there with the child, and that is so important. But yet we still have the distractions of life.
Life is busy and increasingly life is noisy. And I spent some time away in the west of Ireland this summer, and it was quite a culture shock to come back to traffic and people, you know. So we do live in a noisy, demanding world.
And it's
It
getting
can be
faster.
and noisier. I think noise is a real
Noise is
issue.
huge.
And that's why I'm stressing again, at some point in your day, try and find 5 minutes of silence.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.